With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Almost all of us use Wi-Fi nearly every day. It's short for wireless fidelity, using microwave frequencies to transmit data to and from your phone and other mobile devices. But visible light can also be used for the same purpose, and that's with a technology being developed at Edinburgh University called Li-Fi, which could be even faster and more secure than Wi-Fi. It works by making the lights in a room flash incredibly quickly to send signals. It's too fast for us to see, but does it nonetheless affect us or the performance of the lights? Georgia Mills spoke with Wassel Popula to find out.
In Li-Fi, what we do is we try to put your internet data or your information or your text message, whatever you want to share or whatever you want to download, is in a way put on that light. It's a bit like when you have your light turning on and off very, very quickly. But the turning on and off is so fast that the human eye cannot see it. So that turning on and off is what we put the data or the information on.
Right, so like super speedy Morse code or something like that,
and Absolutely.
Your phone can translate it.
Yes, so on your phone, there's going to be a sensor that can pick up those very tiny fluctuations in the light brightness, if you like.
So what is your particular interest in Li-Fi?
Now, my interest in Li-Fi is on the user perspective. Okay, let's say we've got the Li-Fi working. How does that affect the user in terms of, does it increase my energy bill if I have to combine lighting and data together? Does the quality of the light remain the same, or does it do anything to the quality of the light? So what we've done, we conduct two experiments. One, if you like, the control experiment, you get a light bulb and you provide lighting the way the manufacturers have specified. So we look at what quality of light is giving off. And then you get a second experiment, you get a lighting, and you put Li-Fi on it. Then we compare the metrics from these two sets of experiments to see if indeed Li-Fi does affect the expected quality or the lifespan or the durability of that particular LED lamp.
Okay, and was there any change between the two?
There are changes, but very, very little. Now, the question is, when you put Li-Fi, the changes that happen, are they significantly bigger than what you normally expect from LED lamp? And the answer to that is no, based on what we've looked at. Now, there's a caveat there, and that is when you do that, there are certain conditions that need to be met for that to happen. So the Li-Fi has to be implemented the right way for those conditions to remain the same.
Okay, so if we're using Li-Fi in the right way,
yes,
your research suggests there's no reason that our eyes or our mood should be affected by the light, or in fact the light itself shouldn't be affected by it in terms of lifespan or otherwise.
Correct.
That's a big thumbs up from you, but why go for Li-Fi anyway? What makes it interesting when we've already got Wi-Fi, which by and large tends to work?
That's an important question. You see, the point is, the problem arises in that when you have Wi-Fi, by the nature of the radio wave, it propagates everywhere. So if you have Wi-Fi, it's not visible. So you don't see where the wave that carries your data, your, you know, important data, where they go. And an example of that is if you go to a cafe with your mobile device, you can easily detect their Wi-Fi, okay? And people with malicious intent might be able to access, you know, that Wi-Fi without the authority to do so. So that is a security concern there. But with Li-Fi, because the light we are talking about is visible, so by the very nature, by the physics of light, the visible light, you see where the light is. So that means, you know, its own physical property provides some form of security for the data.
And just from a consumer perspective, I mean, I'm there on Wi-Fi wasting my life looking at pictures and things. Would Li-Fi be quicker for me or slower? How would the process change? And I mean, then if I drop my phone in a shadow, would the connection cut out?
Yes. By the very nature of light, light has a lot more bandwidth, a lot more spectrum that you get from the radio wave. And the amount of data you can send is a function of that frequency. So yes, you get faster connectivity with Li-Fi. Now, there are going to be some limitations. For instance, if you put your device, I don't know, in a backpack or in a box that is completely closed, that has no way of receiving light, obviously it's not going to work. So that is a limitation for light. But that does not mean you have to be in direct line of sight with the light, because it can bounce off walls and you can still get your signal.
So we could be one step further towards having Li-Fi in our lives. That was Dr. Wassel Popula from the University of Edinburgh.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.